This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I always enjoy our conversations with Kim.
Absolutely. I love to talk about the parks.
Yes, we do. It's probably been about a year since we've had you on the show.
I think
so. Something like that. So we'll say hello to Kim Hatcher, Public Affairs Coordinator with the Georgia State Parks. Kim, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. Always good to see you, as I said. Just in case, remind the audience a bit about you and your background, and then give them that quick overview of Georgia State Parks.
Well, I'm a native Atlantan, and I've been lucky enough to promote Georgia State Parks and State Historic Sites for more than 20 years.
Wow.
I'm really lucky. And I'm one of those kids who grew up camping and spending my summer vacation camping and chasing frogs and being in the woods. And so I really like sharing that with other people as well.
That's exciting. More kids need to chase frogs and catch fireflies.
You are not kidding. Yeah, there's even a book about it out there by Richard Louv, and he calls it Nature Deficit Disorder. The kids have nowadays.
Interesting.
See, I think there's something very real about that. I mean, I grew up when I was a kid at the age when you chase frogs and capture fireflies. I was in Connecticut, and we lived in woods, and I spent half of my childhood wandering through woods and all that. I mean, and I think there's something to be said for that. I really, really do.
Yeah. There are studies that say kids that spend time outside are more creative, you know, and think well on their feet, you know. So it's really good for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I completely agree. Well, we understand that there are some very special hidden gems here in the state of Georgia.
This is true. Yeah.
Would you like to share a few of those with us today?
Well, 2016 is actually the 85th anniversary of the Georgia State Parks system.
Wow.
And so we wanted to celebrate that, and we asked park rangers to identify their favorite places that maybe the average visitor doesn't see. You know, if you go to Amicalola Falls, obviously you've seen the waterfall, but you might not miss the moonshine truck that tumbled down the mountain.
Oh.
That still can be seen.
Tragedy.
I say moonshine just seems to be a theme lately.
Yeah, a lot of conversations on that
moonshine,
today.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful because all of the parks were able to come up with a hidden gem, and so we're featuring them on our website, and it's kind of, you know, it's encouragement to Georgians to get out and explore their state, someplace new that they haven't seen. There's an old marble mine at James Floyd State Park, which is in the Rome area. There's a burn mark on the staircase at Chief Van House, which is where the Georgia militia was chasing out the Cherokee family, the Van family, during Cherokee removal. And you might walk right up that staircase and not even notice that historic burn mark.
Wow.
See, there's little things that add so much character to these amazing spaces. You know, I love those kinds of stories.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have a whole series of events going on this year surrounded by them. So you can even look online if you want to join a ranger-led event and take your family or even go on your own.
So the hidden gems we're going to be uncovering all year long.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other cool examples you can share?
Oh, gosh. They're at Etowah Indian Mounds, which is up in the Cartersville area. You know, people are familiar with the mounds in the museum, but there's actually trails that go along the river, along the Etowah River, and they give a different perspective of the mounds than most people see. There's a chimney on one of the trails at Red Top Mountain State Park that you would walk right past it. You wouldn't even notice it, but there were old homesteads there.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool kind of stuff.
To get out and explore Georgia.
Yeah. Well, you live in Cartersville. Did you know that stuff existed? See, that's the whole point, is how many Georgians don't realize the amazingness all around them, everywhere. And short, simple drives, probably pretty inexpensive to participate in, right?
Exactly. It's only $5 to park, and you can put the whole family in your minivan. $5 to park at a Georgia State Park. You can stay all day. A lot of the ranger programs are free or almost free, and historic site admission is pretty low, too.
Wow. Who knew? Now we all know.
Well, and I love the fact that we have Kim on regularly, because we need to keep promoting that and all the amazing things that are possible there. So we're kind of in mid-April as this is released. So what have been and what will be some of the more popular destinations around this time of year?
Well, we've got a few parks the ones that are closest to the Metro Atlanta area, of course, get the most visitation. So Sweetwater Creek, which is west of us, Panola Mountain State Park, which is kind of in the Stockbridge area. Those are pretty popular places. I tend to encourage people to try some of the lesser known parks. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to have a much quieter time out there in the woods. One of my favorites is Victoria Bryant State Park, which is in northeast Georgia. I bet you've never even heard of Victoria Bryant, but it has a really cool campground and really nice hiking trails and even a golf course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. If you're on the east side of Atlanta, there's a park called Watson Mill Bridge. The town is Comer, so it's kind of near Athens, mm-hmm. but it would be a really easy place to go for a picnic or a hike or bike riding. So,
and lesser known because they're maybe a little further out from Metro Atlanta, I suspect, is the reason. But I imagine there are a few people who may say, well, going to a state park around Atlanta on a weekend, there's going to be a lot of people there, and I don't want to deal with that. But it's not like these lesser known parks, that's not a problem yet, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
If we do our job.
And, you know, I grew up in the Atlanta area, and I have become really fascinated with Middle and South Georgia, and it's hard to convince people here to go south. Because what you see off the interstate really isn't that exciting.
Right.
But if you get off the interstate, some of the places, especially in southeast Georgia, are so beautiful with the Spanish moss and the live oaks and the cypress trees and the lily pads, and so quiet and so peaceful. Good food, too. Good restaurants usually in these little bitty towns.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kim Hatcher and Carol and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Kim Hatcher, Public Affairs Coordinator with Georgia State Parks. Yeah, Kim, I refuse to believe that Spanish moss is actually not good for the trees, because I think it's an absolutely stunning look.
I think when I'm
walking through a neighborhood that's got that draped everywhere, and you go into one of these wonderful southern Georgia parks, to me, it's just one of the most beautiful things I see in nature. I'm so devastated that some people say it's not good, but anyway.
I think it's beautiful. I agree with you. I think salt marsh, to me, if I won the lottery, I'd have a house on the salt marsh.
Yeah. Well, you right before the break, you talked about some of the opportunities in southern Georgia. Any few parks you can recommend for those that are looking to learn more?
Yeah, I really like George L. Smith State Park, which is in a tiny little town called Twin City. You can camp right next to the cypress trees on this. It's a mill pond. There's a covered bridge. They have cabins for rent. You can bring your own kayak or you can rent kayaks there and go spend the day paddling. And I also really like Stephen Foster State Park, which is in the Okefenokee Swamp. And I really believe that everybody should see the Okefenokee at least once.
I agree.
It's beautiful.
It is. And you can take pontoon boat tours. Mm-hmm. They take you out to look for alligators and herons. I've seen owls, and it's just great wildlife. You can take your own boat, go kayaking, and spend the whole day exploring the Okefenokee.
Well, and if you have never kayaked, I mean, that's such a fun activity, and it's not that strenuous.
No, it's not.
Once you get out there for a few minutes, you kind of get the feel for it. But it's not something. It's not hard to do, and it's not something that's so rigorous that it becomes work.
Right, and several of our parks rent kayaks and canoes and stand-up paddleboards and these little things called aquacycles that are sort of like your own personal pontoon boat, so you can try it out. You don't have to go buy your own equipment. But there's actually an outfitter, a company down at George L. Smith State Park that leads kayak tours. Mm. Too. So
it would be beautiful area to kayak. Holy smokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's interesting. You mentioned rental of kayaks and some other things. Now, do the parks rent bikes or tents or what all can you get?
Well, some of the parks do actually rent bicycles. You can rent them at Panola Mountain State Park. They have one of those Path Foundation trails. It's a paved. This one's kind of, you get a good workout. It's kind of hilly, mm-hmm. but you could bring your own bike too. We have a program called the First Time Camper Program, and it's truly for people who've never camped in a Georgia state park, and maybe your family's interested, but you don't want to go ahead and invest in that equipment. You want to try it out first. There are a dozen Georgia State Parks that will let you borrow the equipment for free.
Wow.
And try it out for the same price of regular camping. And they'll help you learn how to set up the tent. I mean, if you need kind of a little camping 101. And the rest of the gear that goes with it, like the pads for your sleeping bag or camp stove. It's a great way to get kids out of the house, because I think adults forget how much fun, especially the little kids, have just that freedom of playing outside and sleeping in a tent and listening to frogs and crickets and the birds in the morning. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we've been talking about the value to the kids. I mean, there's value to the adults too. Let me tell you, talk about stress reduce.
Yeah. We have actually had a number of women do the first time camper thing on because they want to go camping and maybe some of their girlfriends won't go with them. And so they've tried it out and decided this is something that I like.
I was not aware of this first time camper program. Are you, Carol? I didn't know about it. That's amazing.
I think we've talked about it some before, but I don't think I realized that the equipment was free.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've got to leave your driver's license or a credit card or something.
Yeah.
Because you might not return it. Now, none of our listeners would be that way.
No.
Well, you kind of trade it back in. You know, you register to camp and you pay for the campsite. And then at the end, you turn back in the tent, but you go home with the memories.
Right. Oh, that's great. Yeah. No, I love this. We'll talk about some of the other accommodations if I want to go and maybe I'm not completely into tent camping or primitive camping. What else is out there for me?
Well, we rent cabins. We have all different kinds of cabins all over the state. We have some that are dog friendly. Most parks have at least one that is dog friendly. So if you really want to travel with your pet. And then we have yurts, which I love telling people about yurts because they're glamping. They're glamour camping. They're halfway between a cabin and a tent. They have furniture inside, but you have a picnic table and a fire ring outside so you can make your s'mores and toast your, you know, marshmallows. And then you walk to a central bathhouse with hot showers. So, I mean, our campgrounds are modern and comfortable. And then the yurts are, they have the same, you know, those facilities. But the cabins are really beautiful. And they range from efficiency and one bedroom up to three bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But I mean, there's all kinds of other opportunities here with Georgia State Parks. I mean, affordable vacations and weekend getaways. We can talk about that a little bit. But it's also, I think, a cool opportunity for some meeting space, maybe some corporate getaways and some team building kind of exercise opportunities. That kind of stuff is, I think, tailor-made for what you're offering too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people don't realize that we do cater to groups of all sizes, from your birthday party and your family reunion up to a corporate getaway, because we do have a handful of parks that have hotels. We call them lodges. So Amicalola Falls and Unicoi State Parks are two good examples where they have restaurants and meeting space and meeting planners there. We rent group camping facilities. You can rent your own group shelter or picnic shelter and have an all-day potluck or a team building exercise. There's even little meeting rooms for rent at Panola, which is east of Atlanta, and Sweetwater Creek, which is west of Atlanta. So if you had, let's say, a group of 10 people that need to get away from the office,
right,
you can rent the meeting space.
So if the group of 10 people needs to get away from the office, but they need Wi-Fi, is that available anywhere if they were having like a meeting, but they wanted to be in nature?
Well, that's a really good question. And I don't know exactly where all the Wi-Fi is available, but if you called the park, I'm sure they could tell you.
Okay.
They'll know.
Interesting.
There's probably some opportunity here or there.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Sometimes you need to be connected to kind of look at information and make decisions, but
it's nice to
to disconnect.
Sorry, I couldn't answer that email.
I refuse to use Wi-Fi on planes. That still is my one space where I get complete soloness from the rest of the world. So anyway, well, Kim, we're about out of time. Sadly, before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about all the great opportunities at Georgia State Parks?
We have a great website, which is georgiastateparks.org. There's, of course, a map of all the locations and photos. We have a great event calendar of everything going on. You can see where you can sign up for newsletters I send out once a month. You can call us at 1-800-864-PARK, which is 7275, and we'll mail you a free brochure. You can make reservations that way. And then I also manage the Facebook page, the Georgia State Parks page, where sometimes we put last-minute cancellations or deals up there. And we encourage other people, you know, if you went out and enjoyed yourself at a park this weekend, put the picture on our Facebook page. We love to see it.
Outstanding. Kim Hatcher, Public Affairs Coordinator with the Georgia State Parks. As always, good to see you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review. So on behalf of today's guest, Kim Hatcher, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.